Welcome everyone to the Positively Trek podcast. I'm your host, Dan Gunther, and this week I'm flying solo once again to bring you some big news, which of course everybody knows by now, and that is that all 20 episodes of Star Trek Prodigy Season 2 are now available in the US to watch on Netflix. Now, I say the US, it's available in a few other territories as well. And of course, as we know, they were made available in France back in March. But this is really the first look at it for, of course, the main audience in the US, where the show is made. And we're all very excited about that. So 20 new episodes of Star Trek all dropping on one day. This is kind of unprecedented for Star Trek. Definitely not the release that I would have chosen myself for Star Trek. Watching 20 episodes at a stretch is quite a lot. And of course, I'm following the release online and seeing people's reactions. And there is a good chunk of the dedicated fan base of Star Trek that have already binged and watched all 20 episodes. Now, that's probably no surprise on Thursday as this episode is released and afterwards. But when I'm recording this, of course, it is Monday evening. And it's amazing to me how many people have already watched all 20 episodes. Now, I have seen the first 10 episodes so far. So I've watched the first half of the season. And folks, I have to say, this is an incredible Star Trek series. I know it just sounds like I'm gushing, and people who listen to me are probably really used to me gushing about Star Trek. I generally like a lot of Star Trek, most of it. But my fellow Star Trek fans, I have to tell you, they have something special with Star Trek Prodigy. Now, I knew that after the first season, but with this first half of the second season, I have to tell you, they have hit it out of the park. I personally know there are a lot of Star Trek fans out there who are sleeping on this series. They're not really checking it out. They're seeing it as a kids' show. It is so much more than a kids' show. It is family friendly. It is a Star Trek that you can watch with the entire family, much like I would say most Star Trek has been over the course of its run. And this one, of course, in particular, is geared a little younger. It's targeted a little younger. But I have to say, the stories, the themes, the characters, everything about it is incredibly approachable for people of all ages. I've known Star Trek fans who are much older than me, who are loving it, people my age that are loving it, and of course, people younger who are really enjoying it as well. So I would say, please do not do yourself the disservice of sleeping on this show. Go check it out. Now, like I said, I have seen the first half of the season, and I'm not going to give any spoilers. Don't worry, there's no spoilers in this, but it is a must watch when it comes to the Star Trek universe, because there are things that they are adding to the lore in ways that are every bit as meaningful and significant as anything we've seen in any of the live action series. And in a lot of ways, a lot more than just little throwaway references or things like that. There are real deep additions to the lore of Star Trek, in ways that frankly quite surprised me. So again, I don't want to give any spoilers. I'm not giving any spoilers away here, but there are deep and meaningful ties to the history and lore of Star Trek. And on top of that, the storytelling is top notch. There's so much to enjoy in these episodes as far as the plot and the story goes. In a lot of ways, this is a continuation of much of what we saw in Star Trek Voyager. Now, this isn't a surprise. This isn't a spoiler. That's very much the case for what we saw in season one as well. But season two, I think, takes that to the nth degree and really runs with it. So if you take nothing else away from what I'm saying here today, go watch Star Trek Prodigy. Go check out season two. Now, this advice is, of course, to my friends in the US and the other places where Netflix is carrying Star Trek Prodigy. Unfortunately, there are a number of territories around the world, including Canada, where Star Trek Prodigy is not yet available. So, just taking Canada as an example, Netflix does not have the rights to distribute Star Trek Prodigy here. The rights are held by CTV and Bell Media. Presumably, the show will be airing on the CTV Sci-Fi channel at some point, but we have no indication yet of when that will be. So this is incredible to me, and I've reached out to CTV and I've seen others have tried as well. No response back yet on when Star Trek Prodigy will be available in Canada. Now, as I mentioned, I have seen the first 10 episodes, and that is because I was granted the ability to get screeners for Star Trek Prodigy Season 2. But of course, most people that I know do not have that privilege, which is really too bad because they are missing out on an incredible show. And the longer it goes without getting access to it, the more chances there'll be spoilers out there. And folks, let me tell you, there are things in this show that you do not want spoiled. You want to experience the first time as you watch it. So yeah, I'm very bummed about that. Canada, of course, is not the only place where Star Trek Prodigy is not available, at least on Netflix. So in addition to Canada, Netflix doesn't carry Prodigy in the Nordic countries, in Central and Eastern Europe, in the Netherlands, Spain, Portugal, Russia, Belarus, or mainland China. So if you do live in one of those regions, chances are Prodigy is available in some other manner via local distributors, but in the case of Canada, they're sitting on it and we don't know when they're releasing it yet. So I hope other fans worldwide have a means of watching this show before it gets completely spoiled, because it really, truly is worth it. Now, I also wanted to talk a little bit about how I will be covering the episodes of Star Trek Prodigy going forward, because as you all know, as I've said, they've all been released at once, all 20 episodes. So the fear here is, of course, that there'll be a big buzz around it right around the release and then nothing, right? Everyone will watch it, binge it, talk about it for a few days, and then it'll fizzle out. Now, I kind of want to combat that a little bit insofar as the coverage on my YouTube channel, Kurtratz Productions. As a lot of you know, Brandy Jackala and I do a weekly live show on YouTube called The Unready Room, where we discuss new Star Trek that's coming out. Usually, of course, those series are released weekly. In the case of Star Trek Prodigy, we're going to stretch it out a bit. So each week on Saturday, when we have our live show, we will be talking about two episodes of Star Trek Prodigy. So that'll kind of stretch it out to 10 weeks, two episodes per week. And I would love for you to join us there. So it is a live show. There are people watching and contributing in the comments. We really appreciate viewer feedback and participation in the show. It's a lot of fun. We always really enjoy talking about the episodes on the Unready Room. Now, if you follow my YouTube channel, you may know that I tend to do deep dive episodes of each episode of new Star Trek as it's coming out, where I talk about my feelings, my thoughts, and then share the Easter eggs and canon connections that are in that episode. I am not going to be doing that for Star Trek Prodigy Season 2. Instead, on the Unready Room, on the live show, I'm going to be setting aside a segment of the show where I bring you the Easter eggs and canon connections for that episode. So you can join us live on Saturdays to talk about the episode, or of course watch it later on YouTube if you're not able to make it to the live recording. So the show, of course, is called The Unready Room, and we kind of pride ourselves on not doing a lot of planning, not having a lot of structure to the show. It's very free form. It's named The Unready Room for a reason. However, this will be a slight change to it, where I will have this dedicated segment in the show. So there will be a little bit more pre-planning, but the bones of the Unready Room, the original idea of it just being really disorganized, will still be a big part of it for sure. So that's really all I wanted to talk about this week with you. Just kind of an update as to what's going on with the YouTube channel and here on Positively Trek. We probably won't be covering the episodes really much in the podcast. Of course, living in Canada here, my co-host Barry DeFord does not have access to these episodes. We probably won't talk about them much on Positively Trek, at least until they're released in Canada. But The Unready Room, we will be going through them, like I said, 2 episodes per week for 10 weeks through the entire second season. And I'm really excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. I really enjoy those discussions with Brandy. And again, I really hope you'll join us. So I'll have a link to my YouTube channel in the show notes. But if you just search Kertrats Productions on YouTube, that's K-E-R-T-R-A-T-S Productions. And Kertrats, by the way, it's just Star Trek backwards. You'll find my channel and make sure to subscribe, hit notifications, because you'll get a notification for when we go live on Saturday with our first episode. So that'll be Saturday, July 6th. We are talking about the first 2 episodes of Star Trek Prodigy Season 2. That's Into the Breach, Parts 1 and 2. So again, yeah, I really hope you'll join us. And thank you so much for listening this week for this brief update episode. I'll talk to you again in the next episode. Until then, as always, stay positive. Positively Trek is produced and edited by me, Dan Gunther, and co-produced by Barry DeFord on Treaty 8 territory, the home of the Beaver, Cree, Dene, and Métis people, whose histories, languages, and cultures we respect. We acknowledge the many First Nations, Métis, and Inuit who have lived in and cared for these lands for generations.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.